What's up, Tom, my freelancers and creatives out there? This is Nathan with another episode of Freelance Jumpstart TV. If you've ever wondered what are some warning signs or some red flags to look out for before working with a client, this is the video for you. I've had times to where I'm working with clients and the project is not going so well, and I wonder to myself, how did I get here? You know, oftentimes there were some red flags that I probably did not pay attention to, either because I really wanted this project to work, or I was excited about working with a particular person, or even maybe I just really needed the money and I ignored all warning signs that were out there. The truth is, if I paid a little more attention, perhaps I could have said the best thing, which would have been to set expectations up front, or perhaps I should have told the person, you know, I understand and I really want to work with you, but based on, you know, these set of factors, working together is not the best thing. Through experience, I learned pretty much from mistakes, going through the process of working with people, and I've discovered there are certain types of clients and certain types of red flags you want to look out for. I know I've used this in my business and I still use it today when I'm working with someone. It's just good to be aware of what those red flags are. It doesn't mean we won't work together, but if I'm at least aware of them, I know what to expect or I know I should probably decline. So the first type of client red flag I look out for is what I call the clueless client. This is someone who want something done, but they really are unsure of what it is exactly, and they really don't know how all the pieces fit together. Perhaps they were just excited about a vision they had or a business idea they had, and they want it done, but they don't know of how everything works together. Pretty much with this type of person, the trouble that you're run into is, you know, you never can truly satisfy what it is that they're looking for because they really don't know. They're unsure of the design, or they're unsure of how much it costs, or they're unsure of the way you do things, or they're unsure of what to expect. They're just really clueless, right? And they're kind of very hard to satisfy. So to that end, in dealing with this type of client, the best thing to do is have them really think out what it is they want. So if you're speaking with someone and the answer to many questions you're asking is, I don't know, I'm not sure, haven't thought about it, then really it would be very helpful if you ask them, hey, I really would like to work with you, but you're gonna have to define what it is that you'd like. You know, here are some questions to think about. You know, go take 2 weeks, go take a month, and maybe we can work together in the future. So to avoid that red flag, really just try to work with them to define what it is. You don't have to spend the time doing so, but just ask them to go fully define what it is they want and then come to you later. The next type of client red flag to look out for is what I would call the disappearing act. This is someone maybe who you speak with up front and they're there, they're talking to you, but then in the midst of the project, they literally disappear. You know, they're not around, you can't reach them by email, you can't reach them by phone, you just don't hear from them, but the deadline never changes, right? And then they probably have an expectation to receive something by a deadline, but they haven't been around the whole time. Really, a red flag that goes off for me with this type of client is if we're having initial conversations and you disappear and you're not around, or it takes you 2 weeks to answer, 2 weeks to respond, you know, really, to me, that's a warning sign and that's a red flag to stop, you know, slow down and really look at, can this person really dedicate the time it takes to be guided through the process of finishing the project? So to that end, with this type of person, really, it's good to have checkpoints. So up front, when you talk about certain things, say, hey, on this date or in 1 week, we have a check-in, in 2 weeks, we have a check-in. And when it's just normal guided processes to have in place so the person knows they're supposed to be talking with you, right? And also make sure you have every type of contact you can, at least a phone number and email. And, you know, try to follow up with both. You know, if you can't reach the person, you know, email them, call them. I hate to say this, but in the desperate attempt, text them. You know, do whatever you can to keep in touch with them. Really up front, if they're taking a long time to really get back to you in the initial conversations, that's a red flag. The next type of client red flag to look out for is the hookup guy or the hookup girl. This is the person who probably is looking for some type of discount, but they don't really give you an incentive to do so, right? They're just looking for a discount. This is what I feel about discounts. The discount should be at the discretion of the person providing the work, not at the person who is asking for the service. So in other words, a discount should be given willfully, you know, by the person providing the service, the freelancer or the creative, you know, not the person who needs the work done. You know, respect the person enough to give them full value. But really, just to avoid this type of person, you know, they may ask it up front. They may ask it early and they say, hey, do you give a discount to nonprofits? Do you have a friends and family discount? You know, do you do a discount because I'm a referral from someone? They may ask, and really their reaction to your response will really determine if it's a red flag or not. So there's a couple different ways to avoid this. It may be, you know, you put pricing, you know, up front on your website, or, you know, you have some type of range up front just to let them know all of my projects start at, you know, and then fill in the blank. So that's one way. But really, if they do ask for one, it's not a bad thing. It's just that pay attention to their reaction when you tell them, no, there's no discount because the value of my work is such and such. You know, how they react to that will say a lot. The next type of client red flag to look out for is what I call the negotiator. This person really is someone who is bargaining with you, trying to speak to you, and really trying to piece together a package a la carte. I saw this a lot when I had services that I bundled together. You know, for a certain period of time, I was testing out bundling my prices together, and I had, you know, one price tier, a middle price tier, and a more expensive price tier. And it seemed like whichever level the negotiator picked, they were always trying to pick and choose things from the higher tier. Hey, I want the lowest tier, but can you add in one thing? Or hey, I want the middle tier, but can you add in this thing from the top tier? You know, I don't need everything. I don't need the top tier. I just need this one thing. So I see that a lot with bundle pricing. And really with the negotiator, it's just simply, hey, these services come together, you know, and they come together as a package. You know, it's non-negotiable. Now, if you really want to work with someone, you know, you can probably have something to where you say, okay, you can get that on as an added bonus or an add-on, but then more than likely the cost of the individual add-on won't be a deal, right? So there's just different ways to do that with pricing. But early on, if the person is trying to negotiate a lot, you know, just let them know, hey, this is how things are, you know, and their reaction to that will also say a lot. The next type of client red flag to look out for is what I call the do it my way client. Now, this person really knows what they want and perhaps they have a vision, but they don't have the skills to do it or they don't have the time to do it. So when it comes to you, they're literally telling you what to do step by step. Make this button blue. Turn this upside down. Rewrite this sentence. Make this different. Hey, I know you added up things this way, but you know, if you're providing tax services, hey, why don't you do this and apply these tax credits? You know, they're always weighing in on whatever the freelancer is doing and trying to direct you. This is a red flag for me because if someone comes to you wanting your services, there's a reason for that. And there's a reason that they chose you, and you want them to choose you because you're a professional and because they like the way you do things, not necessarily because you're literally going to be their pen and pencil and whatever they draw, you just follow along. Really, to avoid this in the initial client meeting, I listen to what it is that they're saying and how well they have envisioned certain things. So if we're talking and I give certain suggestions to maybe improve their idea or say, well, you might want to go this direction, how well is that received, right? Do they take it in and say, oh, okay, thank you, I never thought of that. Or they say, no, I know what I want. It's just certain things to look out for in that case. The next client red flag to look out for is the, ooh, just one more thing type of client. You know, this is the person who you've agreed on a certain scope of work, but they just keep adding things and, you know, just one more thing or one more change or perfect. Just this one little change. They just keep adding things on top of the work. And really with that, it's kind of hard to tell and it's kind of hard to watch out for. But one way I try to prevent it is simply by having revision cycles. And what I mean by that is a set number of, you know, cycles or a set number of turns in which they can do revisions. So I may say something to the effect of, hey, the work is almost done. I'm gonna present to you the first draft. You know, you have the freedom to give as much feedback as you would like. And then one more time. Okay, I made all those changes. You know, you have one more final time to give feedback to make changes. And then after that, we're done. If you want to do more feedback, that's great, but that's going to now cost you money. So it's not really a ploy to get more money, but it's really something just to help them focus on exactly what is important so that the thing can get launched and we can meet the deadline. So those are the warning signs, the cautions, or the red flags that I've noticed in working with clients. Really, just to sum everything up, one thing that you can honestly do to prevent all of this is to have a fully thought out process and you share that with the client. So simply, if somebody contacts you, no matter their level of interest, you simply point them to an area on your website if you want to make it public and say, this is my process. Or maybe you have a PDF that describes the process. You simply say, hey, I will email you a sheet and information about my business and my processes. And if you agree to it and you're okay with the process, we can move on to the next step. You know, I've found that a lot of these warning signs and these cautions can be avoided if they knew what the process was. So you set expectations up front. They're aware of it. They understand them. And if they agree to them, you know, you move forward and you have a good relationship with the client. Thank you for taking the time to check out this video. I greatly appreciate it. You know, as always, there are show notes for this particular episode. So you can go to freelancejumpstart.tv. You know, it'll be the most recent episode shown, or it'll be the most specific number of this episode that you see here in the link. I realize we've been talking a lot about processes, so in the next video, I'm actually going to share my old process and my new process, and perhaps you can learn from that and implement a process of your own. I also just want to thank you, the viewer, the listener, because we have now passed 3,500 listens of Freelance Jumpstart TV, so people are tuning in, and it's because of people like you. I greatly appreciate it, and you help me continue to go on and make great content. To celebrate that fact, there is now an audio version of this podcast in iTunes. So, right, you can subscribe to the video version of this podcast or the audio version so you can listen to it on the go wherever you are and listen in. So, you know, just coming at it from both sides to really provide as much value as I can in whatever medium that I can to you. Well, until the next one, catch you later. See ya.